Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How you doing this morning?
Good. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. Happy Friday, huh? Made it to the weekend now.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a cold going, but got a
Oh
little bit of
no.
a flu. Yeah,
You
anytime I
know.
go near kids, man, they get me fucking
Oh.
sick.
You know, I have a 9-month-year-old now. Oh, 10-month now. Oh my God, time is flying. And I didn't want to put her in. We're talking about putting a daycare in the. No, I don't want to catch her catching a cold and spreading it everywhere because I catch colds like no other. So, I hear you, man.
I seldom get sick. I'll have like a day, like I have like a flu or something,
Yeah.
puke my guts out and be good to go. But I work 7 days a week though, so
Yeah.
happens.
Well, yep. I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, let's see what we can help you out here. And I'm speaking. I have like three different names here, so I'm gonna go with. Is it Jay?
Yeah, that's my nickname.
All right. Well, how would you like to be addressed? I want to make sure I'm being respectful here.
My name of my business is J period Andrews, so it's the letter J period and Andrews is my nickname. So I
Okay.
was always called J because we had so many Jasons in my high school class, and I live back in my hometown, so
Okay.
they don't know me as Jason, they know me as J or
Ah,
little
okay.
Andrews because I had an older brother who did semi-pro bodybuilding through
Oh,
college.
nice. Okay.
Or his first,
Cool, cool.
yeah. So Dr. Andrews paid for his med school by being fucking a bodybuilder.
Wow.
That's my brother's
Interesting,
story.
man.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's wild.
He's huge. He's still
That's
the biggest
cool.
goddamn orthopedic surgeon. I think he's the biggest orthopedic surgeon in the U.S.
That's hilarious, man.
Definitely has
I
the best
love it.
bench press.
Yes, that's I'm sure he does, man. They're probably listening to him just because they're afraid to. All right, Jay. Well,
I remember
pleasure
my
meeting you.
brother,
Yeah.
when I got to like a bench 270, I still couldn't come close to my brother at 410. I was like, no fucking way. When I got up to 300, I still couldn't keep up with old man. He's still fucking huge.
Yeah?
He still lives every day.
It's a
But,
lifestyle, man,
my
you know?
brother, I told my brother he would place better if he fucking roided
Oh, hey, he's got to be careful with
He
that
got
too.
so mad at me. Yeah.
Well, Jay, I want to make sure you seem like a great guy, you know. I want to make sure I help you out here, get that branch exposure you're looking for. I got notes from Daisy saying you've been in business for already 2 years. Talk about time flying already. You travel about
Oh,
a
God,
50-mile
this year,
radius, you know. Yeah.
I have never worked so much in my life.
Oh,
But I've
wow.
also never been so frustrated in my life,
Okay, how so? Is it just too many jobs, you think, or?
Well, I get overwhelmed. That's a little bit, so I had to turn work away. That didn't sit well with me. But no, it was a lot of the small town politics, because I live in a small state, and
Yeah.
I had a little problem with another company's fan clubs coming to my job site. So that pissed me off. But when another contractor quoted the exact profit that I made for a month at Bethel Mills,
Oh, man.
the exact profit, not what I made for a week, not what I made for, but the exact cent that I made in a month, I was fucking irate for 2 months.
Wow.
I couldn't be more mad. So
Yeah,
I
I don't
ended up
blame you.
chewing my accountant's ass and my payroll company's ass like you wouldn't believe. I was hopping on their fucking desk because I never shared my information with anybody.
Yeah,
So
we
to
shouldn't,
know what
yeah.
I made within two jobs in a month, I couldn't fucking believe. Because you know what I billed out. Talking with a homeowner and what I invoiced or whatever, but you would not know the profit margin that I made.
Right.
That was what I was so fucking mad about.
Oh man, I'd be livid. Yeah.
Oh, Christ's sakes.
Yeah. All
Oh,
right.
but I also had the job. So with that small town politics, I had a job in South Royalton where I had people, it was a commercial job. It was some storefronts. So I was paying them. I told the owner I would never do another job for him. It had nothing to do with them. It had everything to do with the citizens of town. I don't appreciate people coming on ladders with me, touching my tools, getting on my truck, just fucking with me. So I had hecklers and all this, and I said, you know, and that's when I still had Cody working for me, my helper. Cody was the only employee. I had Cody from day one as my coworker. He was my coworker when I worked for, Salberg, and he was my, first to hire, and he told me he'd work till he moved. So I had him for just under a year, you know.
Okay.
Day one, he worked every goddamn awful hour with me. So if we had jobs where we had to do it at night, he would come in and work. He never complained. His whole job was to call 911 and clean. That's all my expectations were. And he was a wonderful employee. He never missed any time. He worked all the hours I wanted to work. And, you know, we wanted to go fishing, I took him fishing with me, you know, things like that. So it's, you know, I've known Cody for 6 years. So Cody was a terrible helper. That's how he was the worst fucking employee.
Oh, man.
That's a nice way of putting it.
So, Jay, we'll do this then, you know.
He was good.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I want to make sure we're helping you, right? The whole point is us, because we're month to month. We're no contracts. We don't pay, you don't pay per call, click, job, lead, nothing like that. So we have a flat rate. You can cherry pick as many jobs and calls as you like. But here's the thing. I think we both agree on this one after listening to how your business works as well. It's not about the quantity of calls. It's about the quality of those calls. So how we can help with that is really narrowing it down to the specific areas. We can narrow it down to specific zip codes, counties, cities, however you want. We're flexible. All the calls will come directly to you. There's not coming through a third party or middleman. All right. So the point of contact is from customer to you. That's it. Now, where we could specialize in helping you is making sure we're going with the specific services that make you the most profits. So that way you're not saying, man, I'm booked out for the whole year. I mean, that's not a bad habit to have, but, you know, with in your position, you already have a lot of work. We want to make sure we're narrowing things down to the ones that if it's additional calls coming through, it's going to be ones that are going to be the quality ones that you want to spend your time with, okay, get you the most profit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we can really help you out with. Jay, I do see you have a Google Business profile. I mean, you have a website. I see a Yelp listing. I mean, you got a Facebook page already as well, too. I mean, these are things that we could really help you out so you could focus more at the job at hand rather than the back end of trying to add a picture online or keep up to date on the Facebook. We'll give you an account management team that's open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Keep that Facebook up to date for your customers. Part of new promotions for you. We even use target marketing ads on there to help remind those customers if they're looking through Google or these other directories to say, hey, listen, you're looking for these services, and Jay's the call. Jay's the guy to call. Click here. And it calls you directly from there as well. So it's quite a lot of stuff that we can help you out with. I see that you already have your foot in the door on Google, but it's just not all for everything, like exterior painters, interior painters I see on there. But the ones I don't see is for, like, you do pressure washing as well. We can help out with that category in different areas, different seasons as well, too. So with that being said, Jay, if we can get you up there on the first page, get that brand exposure you're looking for the quality calls that you're looking for at an affordable rate, not a bad idea, right?
Mm-mm.
All right, perfect, perfect. So as far as your pricing, now we do have a Veterans Day special going on right now, and Daisy applied that in here, so it actually drops your pricing more than half. So it brings you all the way down monthly to only $249 a month. It comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So to get started, your initial investment out the door, Jay, would only be $348. Again, but month to month, it stays grandfathered in at $249 a month. Based off of pricing and so far what you're hearing, though, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you in the budgeting?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So you're already verified. We don't have to redo all that all over again, so you don't have to worry about that headache. We do need to make sure we have things on point here. So, Jay, I have the business name is J.AndrewsPainting. It's an LLC, though, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
The address here is 287 North Main Street, Bethel, 05032. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Now, again, the account management team, they want to make sure they introduce themselves to you, you know, get to know the team a little bit, make sure that they understand into further detail of how you want and how often you want your Facebook ads to be presented as well, too. So far as schedule looks like, we're closed on weekends, and we don't do usually same day, you know, set up for that. On Monday, do you have like an hour window to speak with them to go over that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What time on Monday? Would it be morning or evening for you?
Morning would be fine.
Okay. All right. Hopefully you're feeling better on Monday, man. 8 or 9. Actually,
yeah, 8 or 9.
Do you have, let me see if we have, do you have availability at like from 10 to 11 possibly though?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Yeah? Okay. If it takes too long for any reason, I mean, just make sure you let our team know. Communication is key, man. As you know, as a business owner, after speaking with you on all this. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. And our team, I'm sending it to them. They're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting. Okay. I'm sending it to jja5150@gmail.com. Is that the best email?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Right. But as Jason, though, I'll make sure they address you as Jay.
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Yep. You know, my everyone called me Johnny back in high school and stuff. There's so many Johns and everything, but there was only one Johnny, I guess, apparently, you know. They're like, sweep the leg, Johnny. So this is always a joke.
I had a Johnny I worked with. I called him Johnny Bravo.
Ah, yes.
He used to get so mad at me. Then I had Kareem, Gargoyle, and Batman.
Get out of here. You guys have
pretty
cool nicknames.
Yeah, the kid wore some goggles at work, safety glasses, so he got the name Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And he got mad at me. He thought I was calling him Korean. I go, no, he was the former all-time points holder in basketball, you fool.
How do you not know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is?
He wasn't old enough. So Gargoyle got the nickname Gargoyle because he always went up high on things. This is when I was still working it for someone else. So he got the name Gargoyle, and he didn't like being called Gargoyle. And Batman never said anything, so he got the name Batman.
I love it.
Cody got the name Chubbs. Because he always...
Okay.
So I called him Chubbs. And the homeowner asked me, why you call him Chubbs? I go, look at him.
Oh, boy.
Holy, holy. So I called him Chubbs. And I told her, I go, when we were working at Salberg, and he was my helper because I was one of the lead carpenters, we were building windows, the casings, and I had to build the new... And we were building them out of 2x12 pressure treated. It was a 2... So it was 16 for the storefronts. So it was a 16-foot top plate and rim joists that needed to go above the windowsill and end. He was supposed to hold his end while we were getting ready to bolt it in. Kid let go of his end of the 2-foot, basically a header, 2-foot header, and it was heavy as all hell and it was pressure treated. He let go of that, and I was on the other end of it, and it dropped, and we almost went out of the lift. And he's eating M&Ms. And he goes, a fat kid has to eat. So
oh
he got
God.
The nickname Chubbs.
Oh,
so
my God.
If I call him Fat Kid or Fatso all day, I'd get in trouble with the homeowners when he started working for me. But he ended up losing like 7 pounds working under me.
Get out of here. There you go.
Working under me. Oh, it's because I screamed at him every day. I went fucking crazy on him when he first came in the trace.
Gotta work, man, you know?
No, he was, I tell you, he was the worst employee that you could ever hire, and because the company I worked for only worked at time and materials, and we billed everybody out at $100 an hour, 120 or some shit like that. They wouldn't fire him. He was a body, he was profit, you know? He paid for the shop just by himself, you know? So he went through every carpenter at our company, and they said, do not put him with us. Do not send that. I went to a job site that, and it was mine to manage. That kid came with me. And, you know, I did the smaller stuff for us, and we did the big job sites. They'd leave me on it, and, you know, once in a while, Cody would come out and help. But for the most part, it was, and, you know, or, you know, he'd come out, and if I had to move, go out and help the old men, because who I worked for were major Finnish carpenters, so we would redo doors for shit. You know, we'd custom build doors and shit for people, and do all new trim casings and all these high-end finishes for things. So if the old men needed something freighted over and heaved up, it was Team Cody and Jason to move it, because Cody could handle doing that, and I was the youngest of the guys. Till they hired Cody. So I always moved all the heavy stuff, you know, and we would set cabinets and stuff. Cody would come help me move all the cabinets, and we'd set them all up, and then I'd send them off to go clean up for another person. Cody for 6 years never got above using a table saw.
Wow.
As a carpenter.
Yeah, well, okay.
And that's how bad of an employee he was. Come to work for me.
That's kind of unheard of.
He comes to work for me and my business, so my whole expectation was that he's just going to clean and call 911. He was a fucking perfect employee. I had no problems with him. I didn't have a problem with motivation. He'd put ladders up, set up stuff. I kid you not, he would have my job site set up as my paint business. I mean, my ladders would be on the building. I didn't even unload them. I was spoiled. I couldn't believe how good he was. And I was like, My mind was blowing. I didn't tell him to clean up stuff. He'd vacuum. He'd start right in it. I got him so he was mixing joint compound and shit like that, helping me tape and things. Oh yeah, it was the total opposite of an employee. You know, and I didn't yell at him once as my employee. But when I was his foreman at our previous company together all those years, I yelled at him every goddamn day.
Oh, so, that's hilarious, man. So, yeah.
You know, like, you know, and I was laughing because his parents had a house that had vinyl siding and they had a major rot repair. I ended up replacing half a wall. And those kind of things. And I did it for dirt cheap. I mean, I think I did it for like $28 an hour, which is what I was paid. I did for cash for $28 an hour, same price I was paid for work. And I mean, he helped me with that. And he was my annoying employee, but when he came to work for me as an employee, though, it was totally different. It was funny. But Cody ended up moving on me, so I lost my good helper, and trying to replace him has been a bastard. You know, even I lowered my expectations. You know, I was going to have some growing pains with some people, but it's paying them or they're scared of heights, and you can't have people that are scared of heights and painting, because we work with at times very high, you know. And I'm nice to people. I don't put them on, like, anything over 20s, 28s, you know, and things like that. And if it's over 40, we get a lift, you know. So the only person that does the 40s and up is me. So you get it pretty easy. All you have to do is call 911, pretty much. And then boss will take care of everything else. You just get to clean up and paint some things, you know. But Cody, for the most part, was very, you have to be a pretty decent painter. And I was always happy with him. I was just happy having him around just to help clean up messes. And he you know, he eat fucking M&Ms all day though. He must have ate like a 5 pound bag a day. He had probably, he's going to have fucking diabetes when he's 40, you know?
Oh, I hope not, but it sounds like it. All right.
It's,
well,
I
love talking with you, Jay. I feel like we connect very well, man. I have a meeting to jump into as well too, and I want to make sure you're well taken care of. I love to keep to my promises. Not just love, it's just who I am, man. So I want to make sure you're well protected of everything that we're doing here for you. Okay, so even after payment and everything, or before payment, I want to do a voice verification where everything is recorded. That way you know, I'm going to ask you a few questions to verify, obviously, but I'm going to put the pricing in there. That way you're grandfathered in for the life of you being with us. The price will never go up, okay? And I'm going to give you a phone number right now. Let me know when you're ready, because this phone number is the one to contact everybody here. It's voice activated.
What do I have to write on? Joint compound. Tape. All right.
All right. It's 877 635.
Is it this number?
If it's this one that you're seeing, 877-635-6225?
Yep.
Yep, there you go. Save that number as local splash. Okay. Anytime we'll call in, we'll have a security question and answer. That way you know it's us calling because we'll only ask the security question. We will never give out your own answer out, okay? That's a huge thing to remember. Okay. And that's something I'll go over in the voice verification as well. So without further ado, man, okay. I'm going to go ahead and hit the record button. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. But again, if you have questions, stop me in my tracks, ask away. All right?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Jay Andrews Painting.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you.
LLC.
And please state, Please state your name and title within the business, sir.
Jason Andrews, owner.
Awesome. Of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. Remember, we can't read your mind. So as a result of increased visibility, though, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause. So, Jay, that's what I was talking about here. So we'll set up that security question to answer after this recording here because I want to make sure you're not falling for any of those traps out there, okay? Well, I'm going to continue here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. Last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on November 10th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of every month in the amount of only $249. That will be recurring payment from there. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on there. You know, you have a second form of protection. So the next part we got. Now, I like to joke around about this a lot, but it's honest truth, man. Don't forget your own answer to your security question. I don't want you locked out, man, okay, your own account. So we have 3 choices. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
No, those are all easy. Mother's maiden name is Davis.
Okay. All right. And what would that be? Remember, we were not going to give this answer out, and this will never change. So.
Yeah, let's do that. Mother's maiden name, Davis. D-A-V-I-S.
Perfect. Okay. So that would be a red flag if anyone tries to give that answer.
Well, I was born in. That's easy. That's real.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't make it too easy, man. You know? All right.
Oh, first pet, I have to think about it. I was like, Gizmo or Clyde?
Ah, hey, that's pretty cool, though. Gizmo, man. All right. So I have it as the first for mother's maiden name, okay? So I saved it right now. Boom. Never changing. Okay. Now, on the card that we're using today, is it just the Jason Andrews, or would it be under Jay Andrews?
This is Jason Andrews.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's to the 287 North Main Street for the billing on that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. And what kind of payment method were we using today, man? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I have to check.
Okay.
This is the MasterCard.
All right, Master it is. And then for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5581-2320-0009-2267.
And the expiration date on that?
1025.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code.
769.
Looking good. All right. So as you know, now you know I'm not lying, man. Before I process this payment, I like to always refresh the account like three different times because we do have you at a really good discount. I want to make sure it stays like that in our programming here, okay? So patience with you on this one here. Just want to make sure it stays that way. Okay. And let me hit refresh one more time. All right, man. We're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment only for 348. Please stay on the phone with me. I want to make sure that you see your invoice through text and email. So whichever comes first to you, let me know. I'll go ahead and walk you through so you can see everything that we discussed in here, okay? I got to say, I'm a little bit jealous of, you know, the friendships that you had too, man. You know, have some cool nicknames like that. It's pretty wild. I always had to move around a lot when I was a child, so didn't have that growing up friend, you know what I mean?
Usually most people aren't happy when I give them a nickname.
Really? Oh, my God.
I had a coworker I called Axe Mirror. No, I do. They're usually derogatory.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, I guess got it.
Okay, cool. Now, in here, there's whichever it is, it'll say initial invoice. When you click, if it's a text message one, click it, and you'll see it will say, click here to accept subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Yeah, I see that. I'm just clicking on it now.
Perfect. Yep. And in here is a breakdown of everything we discussed, plus other packages that if you ever wanted to upgrade to, kind of give some short descriptions of that as well, too, just in case. But if you ever do decide to upgrade your package, let me know, because I want to make sure to keep that promise of, you know, the discounts for you in the future as well. It can be applied for that, okay? I don't want you getting
paid. What's my username?
Oh, so on Monday, when our tech team calls you, this is your tracking system. It's your next best friend, okay? They're going to show you how to log in and how to maneuver through, because that's where you're going to be able to track everything. All right, Jay? It's very important to us that you know how to do that, because if not, you won't be able to see this fruition come to yourself, okay? So it's very important, all right? So it looks like you did everything here. I'm going to say this. Congratulations. Welcome to the family here at Local Flexer. All right, man.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful weekend. And, Jay, we'll talk to you on Monday. If you need to reschedule, just let us know, okay?
All right.
All right, partner. It's a pleasure talking with you. It really is. Take care.